Hello there, GWA. Well, I thought I would do something a little bit different today. I get quite a few messages asking me, TYO, how do you do your recordings and get them to be so popular? Like, why, what is it about your recordings that people like? Like, how do you do it? And so I decided, do you know what? How about I reveal a few tricks of the trade? So I decided that I was going to do this instructional post about what it is that I think goes into making a good recording for GWA. So just ahead of time, if you don't want to, well, not if you don't want the magic spoiled, but there's a few things in here that you'll probably think about whenever you now hear some of my recordings in the future and think, oh, he's just doing that for this reason. But if you don't want to know, turn this recording off now. But if in the interests of, being a recording artist, you want to know and you want to improve yourself, or at least what I think would help to improve, people to consider about, then keep on listening. So, first of all, how do I do it? Well, for me personally, recording for GWA, it's part art, part science. What you say and how you say it helps to give a sense of who you actually are and how you come across. So it's not just, as simple as you press record and you just say whatever and people will instantly, women will drop their panties or guys will come in their pants. It's not that simple. It's a case of there's a lot more. If you want to create a really, really good recording, you have to put a lot more thought and consideration and even preparation into it. The way that I did it was every post I made, I fully considered what the scenario was going to be like. But most of all, I just kept on recording and recording and recording, and I set myself kind of this own personal recording schedule, I guess, of every other day. So I didn't always stick to it, but I tried where I could to record every other day and put a post up, every couple of days. And it definitely has made me a better voice actor, I guess, to a certain degree. But yeah, if you want people to notice you, get your stuff out there on a regular basis. Don't completely bombard the board with it, but let people see that your name keeps on popping up over and over again, every few days, and that's how people will get to know you and they'll get to recognize your name. So by recording as well, quite often, the first thing whenever you start to record, or especially whenever you listen back to a post of yours, you'll just hate the sound of your own voice. But you know what? Just keep recording. Do what it takes in order to get used to the sound of your own voice. Talking and gaining confidence as you talk will help, have a better impact on your recordings, and it will help you to have conviction in what you're actually saying. And if you believe that what you're saying is sexy, then the people who are listening will think it's sexy too. So record it, even if you don't post it, record it anyway, listen back to it, try and think about what it is that makes that recording sexy or not sexy, what makes it work and what doesn't make it work. Even if you don't record it, practice it in front of a mirror. Just do anything to get used to the sound of your own voice. if you're going to record, the best things that I find to do it with, if you don't have, you know, a dedicated mic, modern smartphones are perfect because they have really good quality mics, can record in stereo, you know, all that sort of stuff. So they're really, really good. But in terms of the technical recording of it as well, be really, really careful not to speak directly into the mic, because I know that I'm not the only person on GWA who finds it really annoying. Because right now, if I speak directly into the mic, it's probably popping and distorting, and it really is distracting, especially if somebody is trying to get off. So try not to do it, because it will just annoy the crap out of your audience. And it'll really just kind of distract from the immersion of the situation. So just be aware of that whenever you're recording. I know it's not always 100% possible whenever you're caught up in the moment, but try to consider it where possible. So, as well, some people aren't quite sure what they need to say, you know, or some people kind of are, you know, do know what they want to say, but they just can't quite articulate it, maybe. Or they're scared that maybe, I find this sexy, but I don't know, will other people like it? Will, you know, are you nervous about posting it? Or do you think it's too far out there? Well, if there's anything that I've learned, it is that there's always going to be someone, you know, who will enjoy your fetish or your fantasy or your recording. You know, there are things which range from, who knows, I mean, there's vanilla, there's BDSM, there's rape posts occasionally, there are, you know, I've seen bestiality posts, I've seen, you know, water sports and some scat stuff, you know, and it just, no matter what you post, there will be someone who will enjoy it. That, you know, on GWA at the minute, there's over 30,000 people who are subscribed to the subreddit, so there's bound to be a few people in there who will enjoy it. So feel confident in the stuff that you're recording, that someone will like it. And don't be ashamed to record it. Even just explore it for your own benefit. Even if people kind of downvote it or leave you negative comments, do you know what? At least you experimented and you tried it, and you found that it either worked for you or it didn't work for you, or it did or didn't work for other people. Whenever you're recording as well, make sure to use vocabulary that suits you. Make sure that you are comfortable saying the words. I mean, for example, if I was to write somebody a script, then the words that I would use, if they were reading it out, they maybe wouldn't feel comfortable, or they wouldn't feel like it flows well. So make sure you feel comfortable with the words that you're saying if you're using a script. And there's the whole kind of debate about scripts versus improvisation. Now, probably for the first half a dozen recordings, I wrote scripts, and then I just found it to be really time consuming. And so I decided, after about half a dozen attempts, I thought, right, you know what? I'll just try and improvise. And ever since then, unless somebody's actually given me a script, I have improvised every recording I've done after the first five or six recordings. So it's about feeling comfortable with how you record, because the more comfortable and the more relaxed you are, the more natural you'll sound, the more turned on you will be, the more sexy you will feel doing it. So make sure you feel comfortable with what you're saying and how you're able to say it. And if you do use scripts, you know, go for it. Ask for people to, you know, proofread your scripts and edit them for, you know, flow and content and ideas and all that sort of stuff. And whenever you do have your final script, read it aloud. That is one really, really important thing, because If you are going to read it out, then make sure that whenever you're reading it, you're comfortable with the words that are saying, because you don't want to kind of be reading it for the first time in the middle of a recording and then go to yourself, crap, that sounds rubbish, or that didn't come out the way that I meant it to. So proofread it, read it out loud so as you can test it, and whenever you hear the words that you're saying, then you'll know whether you think it's good or whether you need to adjust anything on it. Now, one thing as well that is really, really important is how you say it. So there's aspects of speech which are really, really important. If I was to talk in the same monotone voice the whole way through, then there would be nothing very sexy about a recording. But the way that I vary, you know, just vary loads of different aspects of my voice and the way I speak and all this sort of stuff is what makes a voice sound natural and makes it sound like somebody's actually genuinely talking to you. So you need to think about things like the pace of how you speak. So as you get more and more turned on, you want to speak faster and more intensely. And you want to think about the volume. So if you're getting really, really turned on, then you want to get louder and louder. You talk about the tone and power, so you speak more forcefully as you're, you know, maybe as you're approaching a climax, or as you do get turned on, you speak with more force and power in your voice. If you speak with variation, so don't be afraid to speak forcefully and then back off a little bit to provide that differentiation. Think about your diction and your pronunciation. Think about how you pronounce the words. Do you want everything to be very clipped and for people to understand every single syllable? Or do you want your words to be a little more calmer and a little bit more, not quite slurred, but less sharp? Do you want to use pauses? How fast do you want to talk? Because these pauses can help build and build and build the anticipation until you speak next. Think about the pitch, because if you get really turned on, you want to speak a little bit higher. And then you may want to even drop your voice down a little bit lower and get a little growly. Think about emphasizing the words you say. So for example, guys, if you wanted to call someone a dirty little slut, you need to emphasize certain words in a sentence, and emphasize the right words as well. Think about which words it is you're going to emphasize, and the same goes for you girls as well. If you want to call a guy a naughty little tease, or whatever, make sure to emphasize words and build in that variation. Two other things that I really, really find very effective are whenever you're saying things, the effect of your body language and the way you hold yourself has a massive effect on the way that a recording comes over. Because at the minute, I'm just sitting, lying on my bed, not really doing much at all. But whenever I record, I will often be kneeling on my bed. So for now, I am kneeling on my bed as if, you know, almost on all fours, as if I was kneeling over a woman. And you can tense up the muscles in your body, and maybe you roll your hips a little, just so as you can pretend like you're almost in an actual sexual encounter, and like you're actually going to be, well, you know what I mean. So the way you hold your body, the way you tense your muscles, the way you, you know, the way your, the muscles in your face and your expressions, you know, do you, you know, close your eyes and glare, you know, do you smile? The sound of a smile in a voice is so hard to fake. And, you know, if you hear the smile in someone's voice, it sounds so different. Whereas if they just hold their mouth just very, you know, just very flat and they don't really express themselves, then you can hear the difference in their voice too. And one other thing that you probably recognize from my recordings is when I move a little closer to the mic, and it quite often has the effect that it can send shivers up your back and up the back of your neck. And it's a very sensual thing, just hearing that change as somebody moves closer and further away from you, and you can genuinely feel it as you listen to a recording. So you need to consider all those sort of things. You know, these are all things that I consider every time I do a recording. And some of you may have thought about it before. Some of you may have thought of some of these things. Some of you may have not thought of any of them. But, you know, these are really, really important things to think about when you're doing a recording. And yes, you know, sometimes you may want to just go and be completely improvisational, and you may, you know, just not have time to think about it whenever you're in the moment. But try and consider them, try and think about them, plan where you can, and just remember, it's not about just turning on the mic and going for it. Sometimes it can be, and sometimes it can turn out fantastically. And if you can, if you're that sort of person who can do it, go for it. But if not, think about it and try and plan it out. And the more you do this, the more you post, the more you get used to the sound of your voice and how you get in that zone, then the better your posts will be received. And I found that by planning it out and by doing all this sort of stuff and understanding more about me and how is the best way for me to record, I make these recordings which I find are really powerful, and they make me feel more confident whenever I record them. And you know, it helps to build my self-esteem, and it helps to make me feel sexy, and it helps to make me have fun. So you may not agree with some of the things I've said, that's perfectly fine, but I'd love to hear what you guys think as well, in terms of any other things that you think that I've missed, or things you think I'm wrong on, or if you think I'm right, great. But just try and consider more about what you can do to improve your recording. Never be happy, never be complacent with, you know, yes, you may have done a great recording, but never be happy with, you know, just being consistent, if you know what I mean. Always be trying to strive for that little bit of improvement. You know, I always ask for feedback on my recordings because I want people to tell me what else could I have done better, because I do want to get to the stage where it is, you know, people who are contacting me tell me, do you know what, that was really, really good, and I'm going to listen to that a few times. And that is the ultimate kind of thing, where somebody is happy to listen to a recording multiple times because of the quality of it. And yeah, so I hope that this has been useful. I have been going on for quite a while, but I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I hope you found it useful, and I wish you all the very best in your future recordings.